After the Green Bay Packers' disappointing playoff loss last weekend, many fans are wondering about Aaron Rodgers' future with the team. Rodgers acknowledged those questions after Saturday's game. Here he is at a post-game press conference.
It's going to be a tough decision. A lot of things to weigh in the coming weeks. But, man, just so much gratitude for this city and this organization and such a long career here.
It's been a rocky season off the field with a controversy last November over Rodgers' vaccination status and a preseason filled with disputes between Rodgers and team management. What would it mean for the Packers to lose their MVP quarterback? We're talking about that now, and you can too at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see Rodgers stay or do you want to see him go? Did the controversy about his vaccination status change the way you feel about him? How important do you think he is to the Packers? Are you ready for a post-Rodgers era? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tom Silverstein is the Green Bay Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Tom, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
Well, Rodgers has another year left in his contract, as I understand it, but NFL contracts are tricky. Is he really, does he have some mobility when it comes to staying or leaving?
Yeah, he does. The biggest change in his contract from last year is that they removed the final year. And so this 2022 is his final year. And so the Packers have to make a decision. They have to decide, okay, are they going to re-sign him so that he doesn't leave in free agency next year and they don't get anything? Or do they trade him? Because if they don't trade him and they don't redo his contract, he's probably not coming back. So I don't know. It's a tricky situation, but a lot of it's going to just really kind of the balance of it is how he and the general manager, what their discussions are going to be in the coming weeks.
We heard from Gabe on Facebook who says if we can get a King's ransom trading away, well, that's probably the prudent thing to do. Tom, you wrote about this saying, yeah, that might be the right answer. Trade Rodgers, build up the defense that ended the season pretty strong.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So if they re-sign Rodgers at a market value contract, it's not going to leave them much money to do anything else. And so they could re-sign Rodgers, they could re-sign Davante Adams, but that means some of their really good players are going to have to go. Some of their free agents, they won't be able to re-sign. Devondre Campbell, who was an absolute blessing to their defense this year, cornerback Rasul Douglas, tight end Robert Tonyan, wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling, wide receiver Alan Lazard. They would have to restructure a whole bunch of contracts, and they may have to cut a couple guys like Za'Darius Smith. So every penny you spend is accounted for, and they have to make that decision. Bringing Rodgers back, does that give them a chance to win it all next year?
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Nate is with us in Sauk City. Nate, hi.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm a big Packer fan, season ticket holder and so on. I was very disappointed with Aaron. I think he should learn a lesson from this, that you need to be franked and you need to think about not only the fact your own personal point of view, but you think about your role as a as a personality. A lot of people, of course, follow him, pay attention to him, respect him. And what he did was really dangerous to a lot of people's health.
And you're talking about the vaccination statements in particular here, Nate?
Yes, I am. I think he totally failed to be credible in the way he dealt with that. I'm not saying he shouldn't be back as quarterback. I think there's two different things there, his public image and his ability to play football.
I gotcha. Nate, I want to give a listen to Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show this week talking about blowback from this issue, the vaccination controversy. Here's a listen.
There were a ton of people tuning in, rooting against us for one reason and one reason only. It's because of my vaccination status and them wanting to see us lose so they could pile on.
Now, listening to Nate, I don't think he wanted the Packers to lose by any means, Tom, but how big a deal is this? How, or when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' future in the NFL, the whole hullabaloo over his vaccination statements and status?
Well, I think if you're a team that's considering trading for him, you have to consider it. I mean, he's got his own agenda and he's got a medium for it, which is the McAfee Show. And he can go on there and say pretty much anything he wants and not be challenged on it. And so, yeah, I think that's something teams will think about, but, you know, talent kind of overweighs everything in most cases. And I don't think it'll hurt him. But I do know in Wisconsin that, you know, just based on anecdotal evidence, that there's a lot of people who have turned on him. And I don't think it's just the vaccination. I think if it is the vaccination, it's that and the fact that he hasn't held up his end of the bargain in the playoffs. So if you're going to talk all that, you know, and have a strong opinion and you're going to hold out during the off season and say you're not happy, you know, it's a really good thing to come back and win a Super Bowl. So he wasn't able to do that. And I think that that's hurt him in public opinion. And I don't think it's just because of the vaccination stand.
Thanks for that call, Nate. Here's a couple point counterpoint from our Facebook page. Lisa writes, his preseason behavior and lying about being vaccinated and receiving special treatment was really unbecoming. Lisa says, I expect more from a sports star. I am so utterly disappointed. Christopher writes, I think our fan base as Green Bay fans have become very polarized and hateful towards the man. I believe to this day he still is one of the best quarterbacks Green Bay has been lucky to have. We are talking about Aaron Rodgers and his future with the Packers or elsewhere. Tom Silverstein is with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Glenn is with us in Toma. Glenn, hi.
Yes, I was listening to your program. I'm originally from San Diego. I've been in football, well, pretty much all my life. I played semi-pro ball for the Bears for a few years.
Wow.
The reason I'm calling is you need Rodgers, you need Adams, and you can't really blame the loss of that game on Rodgers. That is the most – that's poor excuse. Your special teams has been lousy all year. They haven't really they've let guys go to the 30-40-yard line pretty much every game. You know, it's hard to beat even an average quarterback on the opposite team when you let them start out at the 40-yard line. Come on, guys.
Glenn, thanks for the call. Tom, Aaron Rodgers' performance in the regular season, no question, one of the greats of all time. In this playoff game, what do you think of what Glenn had to say?
Well, you know, you're great. The best players, your greatest players, overcome all kinds of odds. And if you watched the Buffalo and Kansas City game, those two defenses were exhausted and, you know, both were liabilities to their team. And what happened? The quarterbacks just took over the game. They just became so good and raised their level of play. And the thing about it, you know, the week before, the 49ers had a punt blocked. Their special teams was under huge criticism, and yet they won the game. And it's because, you know, in certain situations, yeah, one part of your game is not going to play well. It's pretty likely that's going to happen. But when you have an MVP quarterback, he's supposed to be able to overcome those kind of things. And I don't think he played to the standard that we saw during the regular season.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. We're talking to Tom Silverstein, Green Bay Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's with us today to talk about the future of Aaron Rodgers, maybe with the Packers, maybe not. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is Rodgers a crucial part of the team in your mind? Do you want to see him back for one more year? That's probably it. It sounds like if it is one more year, or do you think it's time to part ways? Do you base that on football performance or off-season controversies, during the season controversies related to Rodgers? Call in at 800-642-1234. Should he stay or should he go? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about what's next for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Tom Silverstein is with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. We want to hear your thoughts, your feelings, your questions about the possibility that Rodgers may not come back to the Packers next year. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. If you just tried calling in and didn't get anything, we had a little glitch there. Try again. 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's go back to your calls now. Catherine is with us in Milwaukee. Catherine, hi.
Hello. I'm not a super fan of any team, but I have family members that were diehard fans of Aaron Rodgers. But his antics off the field, preseason, post, and post this championship attempt has turned everyone off, and he makes he offers no excuse for it, and he's given people more reason. It's unbelievable for him to say that people watched a game to cheer against him. That's just minimizing the intelligence of the fans. And what he has done is given people reasons to boo him post the game. That interview that he gave on the radio show that he goes on is horrible. And what I think Aaron Rodgers is in need of is a psychotherapist, because he wants to have his cake and eat it too. And he really doesn't make any sense. We don't know what he's unhappy about on any day.
Catherine, just briefly, your diehard family members who are super Packer fans, what'd they do this year? Did they watch the Packers root for the other 21 guys?
They watch every game, but they are basically of the mind, it's time for him to go. He has insulted the management even before the playoffs. I happened to hear an interview he gave that, he's saying something about management, which should have been between management. This is after things have been smoothed out. So he's never going to stop. He's a petulant individual who is on some kind of ego trip. How on earth do you get to be the person with all the expertise and you've done your research? And then he says at the end of the interview on Tuesday, he hopes he's influenced somebody. We hope he hasn't.
Catherine, thanks for the call. Strong feelings there, Tom. If there's a significant portion of the fan base that feels, a tenth as much as Catherine does about Rodgers, is that a sign to maybe start something new next year?
Yeah, I think it is for him that maybe a fresh start would be going to a place where he'd be adored once again. Now, I think he's wrong that people were cheering for him to lose because he wasn't vaccinated. I think maybe non-Packers fans were, but I don't believe Packer fans were cheering against him. I think for the most part, they wanted a Super Bowl more than anything and would be more than willing to forgive him for everything he pulled off if he won a Super Bowl or led them to a Super Bowl. So I think he's wrong there. And, he lives in a bubble, as do many of these guys. They don't have a real good grasp of what regular people go through or what buzz is around the street or how people view things. And he's obviously entitled to his opinion on all of this. But what I think bothered most people was that he was so misleading with his facts. As they say, you're entitled to your opinions, but not your facts.
Thanks for the call. I'll go next to Josh in Oak Creek. Josh, hi.
Hi, everybody. My comment is that Rodgers, I like what the lady said a second ago, that he wants his cake and eat it too. He would want Devontae Adams and Jones to stay with him. And if the Packers were able to do that, as you said earlier, there would be an entire different staff around him to even financially make that happen. So assuming that they did make that happen, he also has made it abundantly clear that he will not be part of a rebuild. So even if he got Devontae Adams himself and Jones to stay, and maybe Cobb because he had to have him, he's not going to want to be part of the rebuild anyway. He's made it clear. So therefore, much as I'm an avid Packer fan, watching every year, watched every game, love Rodgers, he's got to go.
Josh, thanks for the call. And Tom, you were hinting at that earlier. Even if Rodgers stays, because of the way the salary cap works, we're going to be watching a very different Packers team next year, one way or another.
Yeah, so your caller brought up a good point. Randall Cobb will not be with the team next year. His salary cap number's too high. They're not going to bring him back. They want some younger guys to come through. Mercedes Lewis, one of his favorite players, probably won't be back. They can't afford him. And they need to move on from, you know, these guys who are in their upper 30s, even though Mercedes Lewis is a great human being and a great blocker. But, you know, it's at some point you have to move on. He's going to lose Mason Crosby, one of his guys who's been with him longer than anybody else on the team. He's going to be a salary cap casualty. So it's going to be him. It's going to be Devontae Adams. And then who knows who else. And he did say he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. And I think that's what the Packers are heading for.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Tom Silverstein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the future of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. Bruce joins us next in Trevor. Bruce, hi.
Hi. One real quick point. Isn't he worth more to the Packers now as someone to trade in order to get some talent that would be affordable? Secondly, he is not a cold weather player. He sucked that day, as did a lot of those Packers. The cold, they couldn't do it. The coach on the 49ers, he played a tape of the Packers losing to the Giants in Lambeau Field a while back. And he says, you know, a team that's ready to play football can go in there to Lambeau Field and beat these guys. And those guys believed in themselves.
Bruce, thanks for the call. That second point, Tom, Aaron Rodgers, Bruce says, not a reliable playoff season, cold weather quarterback that can really own Lambeau.
I believe there's something to that. So, you know, he made reference to the 2007 game, which Brett Favre was the quarterback in that game. Brutally cold game. And Brett Favre was, 37, 38 at that time. And he had the same problem. It was just, when you're that old, it hurts to play in that cold. It hurts us, you know, to walk. You know, it's not the same as a 27-year-old playing in that frigid weather. And I saw it with Favre, and I believe I saw it with Rodgers on Saturday night. I think the cold does affect him. He was a very good cold weather quarterback, an outstanding cold weather quarterback. He's got really big hands. He could handle the ball. He could throw it through the wind. And age knocks that out of you. And maybe he's thinking about that too, about the next place that he wants to play.
Thanks for the call. Mary Beth joins us next in Gladstone, Michigan. Mary Beth, hi.
Hi there. I just wanted to say that he has stayed too long. He reminds me of people who've stayed too long in whatever organization, and they start thinking more about themselves than the organization. And we could see this coming when he was interviewed by Aaron Andrews at the start of the season, when she asked him what his goals were, and he said to be happy, you know. And I thought, well, couldn't you say a winning season or, you know, whatever? But he talked about being happy, and I thought, here we go. This is a problem.
Mary Beth, thanks for the call. We're just about out of time, Tom, but that nothing wrong with wanting to be happy, I don't think. But the idea that, you know, the Aaron Rodgers versus the Packers organization, who is in the right or wrong? Do you have thoughts on that looking back?
It was, you know, there's fault on both sides. And I understand that some of the things that he was upset at, but I really think it all came down to them drafting Jordan Love. I don't think it had anything to do with anything else, that he felt disrespected by them picking Jordan Love, just like Brett Favre was upset when they took Aaron Rodgers. I think it's just a matter, I don't know. You can't win it's hard to win without a great quarterback. And if anybody who's been a Packer fan through the 70s remembers, It's brutal when you don't have a quarterback.
Or Bears
fans. that's why they took Jordan Love, and they thought that they would be able to transition into another great quarterback. So that's the dice they have to roll this offseason. Go with Rodgers or go with Love.
Mary Beth, thanks for the call. One tea leaf, Tom, a coaching change. A Packers assistant went to Denver in just our last half a minute. Could that be a sign of things to come for Rodgers?
That's a big deal. Just think about it. You know, if he were to have to go to another team, he might have to learn a whole new offense, or he'd be sort of a push and shove with the new coach. Here, he'd go in and they would hit the ground running together. So I don't discount it. Denver's got a ton of draft picks to deal with. They got a ton of salary cap space. I wouldn't rule it out.
Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
You bet. It was a pleasure.
We've been talking to Tom Silverstein, Green Bay Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us today to talk about the Aaron Rodgers future, the Packers' future, and whether they're going in the same direction. You can keep sharing your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Bob writes, I hope he decides to retire before next season.